Paramount Pictures would like to thank the families of Mika Sloat and Katie Featherston and the San Diego Police Department. Paranormal Activity, with audio description by Roland Bean. A video of a live band is playing on a large screen TV in a living room. A guy is holding a video camera, pointing it at a mirror. He's young, with dark hair. A staircase has wrought iron banisters. The guy picks up a phone in the kitchen. He steps outside into a sunny suburban neighborhood in San Diego, California, September 18th, 2006. A white sports car pulls into the drive.
Hello, baby.
Hi. Is that what you think it is?
Yes, I don't know what you think it is, but whatever it is, it's pretty sweet.
I think it's a giant-ass camera. What happened to, like, the little handheld? Easy to move around, versatile.
Are you going to park the car or are you going to stand there looking at it?
This is, big and impressive and has a really good light on it.
Kiss the camera. What do you?
I'm not kissing the camera. Oh. How much did this cost you? How much did I kiss you? The money kiss the camera. Turn the thing.
Yes, see?
So you think this will work?
I think we're gonna have a very interesting time capturing whatever paranormal phenomena is occurring or is not occurring.
So seriously, what did you throw down for that?
Well, about half as much as I made today.
Good thing you're cute. Dinner?
You just keep going up the stairs.
Oh my god.
All right, I'll make dinner.
Good.
No, we're just gonna film, you know, whatever happens to us, and then when any weird shit goes on, we will be in a perfect position to capture it for posterity.
Oh, so we can always, like, look back and remember fondly?
Well, you know, hopefully once we get on camera, we can figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Once we know what's going on, we can react appropriately, and...
He makes a cutting motion with a carving knife.
Up from there.
Take care of it, whatever it is. And if it's one of those neighbors, one of those kids who's just obsessed with you and is trying to, like, peep in through a window or something at night, that take care of them.
Well, unless that kid has been following me around since I was 8 years old, I don't exactly think that's going to be the thing.
Creepy.
You're telling me. You know, I realize that you're,
Are you okay?
No.
Are you doing okay?
Are you talking to the kid?
Are you happy? Do you have enough batteries?
You're supposed to be in love with me.
Well,
not the machine. Well, we are going to be sleeping with this camera, you know. We're going to
what?
We're going to put it in the bedroom.
All night?
Uh-huh.
You're cute.
Yeah?
Well.
Look at that. That was shy. He just looked away.
Later at dinner, Katie kisses Mika.
Anytime. Test. Audio test.
This is the last test, right?
Yeah. Can you please... talk, please.
Hello, Mika. You're the best boyfriend in the whole world, except for your strange fascination with electronics.
It's Katie, say something.
What are you going to say?
Something really quiet.
What are you going to say?
Whisper.
I am whispering.
Whisper.
I am whispering.
You're not whispering. That's a whisper, and I think we caught on camera. All right, sweet, this microphone is worth the cash. All right, we're operational, babe.
Ooh.
Sweet. Do you know of any tricks to make this stuff happen?
I don't want to make them, whatever. I don't want it to happen at all, right? So I don't want to force it to happen. You know, if it catches something, great, but I'm not going to, like...
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying, because, like, you know, having it on camera would be pretty cool for a lot of reasons. We could... You know, because it would substantiate your claims.
You believe me, right?
Yeah, of course.
Katie looks challengingly at Mika. Later, she's knitting as he plucks at an electric guitar.
Hey.
She prods him with a knitting needle, and they sit, listening.
Let's investigate.
Mika walks into the kitchen. The camera films everything he sees. He focuses on a vent in the ceiling above the fridge. He concentrates on the kitchen ceiling, then opens one of two doors on the fridge.
It's the ice maker.
Damn it.
Ah.
You only come out when you're sleeping. I'd just like to take this moment to illustrate the beauty of this fine instrument. I meant her. This is just my guitar.
You're sweet.
Katie's knitting a blue scarf sitting next to Mika's blue electric guitar.
What is this?
I just like your feet. This is...
I need to repaint my toenails.
Yeah, do. Should build my feet. Six type thing. Can I get a little striptease? Please? Just a half a one. Just bra and panties.
No.
All right. Well, I'll do anything you want. Bullshit.
Katie's on the bed in t-shirt and boxers.
You have the Venus. Hey, go back in your Venus pose.
No. So where are we going to put it? Well, you've got the bathroom or the hallway. I kind of get your point down the hallway. I mean, that's where we heard its footsteps.
It's kind of dark. Well, you can't see me here?
Not at all.
What if I'll turn this one on?
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you need more light?
No, I think you're fine. Check it out.
Mika comes back to the bedroom from down the hall. Katie's in the bathroom.
What happened to putting the camera up here?
you know, could get...
As soon as it's got to get old, right?
We could get a little...
Be careful, you better run into the shower.
Extracurricular with this. I know I mentioned it before.
Could, but no.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
I just want you to know I'm crying inside. I'm putting this thing back. Okay, I hook up the firewire. It's going off.
The camera's on a tripod facing the bed and the open door. It's 11:21 p.m.
It is or isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's good.
They take throw cushions and the duvet off the bed and get in under a sheet. Mika gives Katie a thumbs up and switches off the light. The picture goes black and white as the camera goes into night vision mode. The title reads, Night Number 1, September 18th, 2006. Mika gets into bed next to Katie, and they snuggle up. It's 11:24 p.m.
It's looking at me.
The scene fades to black. They're fast asleep at 2:08 a.m. Katie stirs in her sleep. The scene fades to black.
This is what Katie looks like in the morning. She's so pretty.
What do you want for breakfast?
Whatever. What the hell?
There is an answer. How about scrambled eggs?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Mika fiddles with the camera.
Hey, babe.
What? Hold on.
My keys are in the middle of the floor. I just... Look where I found my keys.
What? Where did you leave them?
I left them on the counter.
Are you sure?
Yes, I only leave them in the same spot next to your wallet.
Well, obviously this is incontrovertible evidence that evil forces came from beyond the grave to move your keys.
Thank you, breakfast.
In the sunshine, Mika flops into the pool in the back garden.
That would be a 3.0 on the splash scale.
Come on, what are you doing up there anyway?
I'm filming you.
Yeah?
She leans down and kisses him. Mika shoots away his fingers, leaving just his middle finger sticking up.
Very, very mature. I think that's
Oh, I got a big one!
I think that's my favorite quality in you. It's your maturity.
Big day. It's the day of the psychic. He's coming. He should be here probably within the hour. And we're going to go find Mika and see how he's feeling about it, I guess. Very excited.
All right. Tell me how excited you are to meet our psychic. Who will be here within the hour?
The doctor will be here, huh? That's great.
Huh?
I'm just, like, so excited.
Let me see your excited face.
Myself.
Can't contain yourself? Let it all out. Don't be shy.
I got something, appropriate for your psychic, though, I think.
What?
Just, you know, stumbled upon it.
Ooh, show me.
Maybe I'll play this when he gets here. I think it'll make him feel at home.
Mika plays the music on his computer and listens intently.
Yeah.
you smile like you're so happy with yourself. How about less music? That was good.
Is the psychic gonna give me some stock tips while he's here? Haven't bet on the horses in a while.
Maybe
he's got an opinion on the 100-to-1 shot.
All right, that's it. I'm done with you.
So you think a psychic would be in on time? You know, like you could foretell if the traffic was gonna be bad.
You're clever.
Wait, let me get my music.
Don't you even think about turning that on. Hi, Dr. Katie? Fredericks?
Yeah,
yes,
hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Come on in. This is Mika.
Hi, Mika.
Sorry for the camera.
Okay. So can you see ahead of, like, that kind of thing? Like, you know, and, like, knowing the traffic's going to be bad?
Oh, usually it depends on the day of the week or the time of the day, you know.
Like all of us.
Yeah. I never hesitate when somebody says, will you come to San Diego? I'm always ready to do that.
Well, I'm certainly glad you could make the trip today. I really do appreciate it.
I'd like to spend a little bit of time getting to know you, getting a little bit more information than what we shared over the telephone.
Absolutely.
Getting to know both of you, what's your life like, what's your relationship like.
It's good.
It's good. Well, that's one good step.
Straight to the point there.
How long have the two of you been together?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
We're engaged to be engaged after she graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And your jobs, both of your jobs?
I'm a student. I'm an English major and hoping to be a teacher soon. I don't know where yet. Mika is a day trader.
Yeah. How about your health?
We're in good health.
And no medications involved?
No.
Okay. More often than not, things that you've shared with me can be explained away by simple things like squeaky houses or rattling pipes or, you know, some normal thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It just has people a little bit more freaked because they're under a high degree of stress. So this, let's call it a haunting, has happened to you before moving into this house?
Yes. It started when I was 8. I was living with my family, of course, and I shared a room with my younger sister, Christy. She was 5. And at that time, we both, you know, experienced whatever it was. You know, I would feel the breathing, it would wake me up, and I would wake her up, and I would see the, I guess you'd call it just this mass, like the shadowy just figure that would be at the foot of my bed. And it was always at the foot of my bed. It was never at the foot of her bed, but she did see it.
So she saw it also?
Absolutely. We were both absolutely terrified.
Okay.
I mean, you know, couldn't even move. You know, it was horrifying. And you would just pray, please, please let it go away. And then eventually it would. So this happened for a while in our first house. And then there was a fire. We managed, everyone got out, no one was hurt, thank goodness. But we lost everything. So we moved.
Was it ever determined what caused the fire?
No.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it had to do with the haunting stuff. I'm not saying that at all. I don't know what it was.
Did the fire department do any investigation of the causes of the fire?
I don't know if there was like a criminal investigation, but I know that they really tried to figure out what was the cause, and they couldn't.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't electrical or anything, you know, simple like that.
So then, from the time you were 8 years old until now, have you experienced this periodically over the ensuing years?
Yes. From 13 on, it's happened. It's happened periodically. Over the past few weeks, things have started happening again.
So when you tell me that it's moved from where you were living when you were 8, again, when you were living someplace else when you were 13, and now here, it seems to me that that's what we're dealing with, something that's basically connected to you.
These lights have been flickering, these ones that are in the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
We've had water from the faucets turn on and off unexplainably.
Okay.
You know, or we'll come down, not turn on and off, but we'll come down and it'll be on. We've heard banging on the walls, scratching sounds, like, you know, like dragging down the wall kind of scratches.
Most of the activity's in here, isn't it?
Yes, the vast majority of it. I've heard whispering. Sometimes I can't understand it. Sometimes it's saying my name.
Oh, so it specifically calls to your name?
It has before.
You've heard this too, Mika?
Well, I've heard, like, weird noises. I haven't really heard anyone say Katie's name except for me. That might have been me in my sleep.
I can tell the difference between you saying Katie from over there in the bed and something right here whispering distinctly in my ear.
Yeah, so look, and I got like FireWire going into my laptop. You know, we can record all night. What, you wanna take this? Got the tripod, wide angle lens, get the whole room. EVP recorder. any sounds.
So you'll go to bed and have the light on and have the camera going as you're just normally going to bed. Do you do this all the time?
Well, we've just recently started with the camera.
Our extra bathroom right there, guest bedrooms, lights flickering in here.
Is there something like we can do to make the stuff happen, you know, to like get it on tape?
No, I've told them I don't even want to mess with that. I didn't even want them to get the camera.
These hauntings, they feed off of negative energy. So if there is something negative going on here, it will help spur on the haunting. You know, this entity may feed off of that.
You shouldn't let your mother come over anymore. That's what she's really meaning.
The psychic looks into a guest bedroom as Katie glares at Mika. They go back downstairs.
My area of expertise is dealing with ghosts. That's what I built my career around, helping people get in touch with people who have died, communicating with ghosts, the spirits of dead human beings. A demon is something different. That's an entity that relates to something that is non-human.
Okay.
A lot of debate and a lot of discussion about what that could be, but it's not a person. Okay? Dealing with demons is not my area. I'm very uncomfortable with it. And I'll tell you, quite frankly, I sense that there's something going on in this house. You cannot run from this. It will follow you. It may lay dormant for years. Something may trigger it to become more active, and it will, over time, reach out to communicate with you. Okay, I'm going to give you the name of Dr. Johan Averys. He's a colleague of mine. He's a demonologist. He specializes in this sort of thing. He's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
But what about, all right, check this out. What if we just get the speech board, right, and we find out what it wants, and then we just give what it wants, and then gone?
Because what it probably wants is Katie. And if you do pick up a board and try to play games with it, the entity will sense that you're trying to communicate with it. And that's opening the door, inviting it in. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I hope so. You're going to be fine. Okay?
Glad to hear you say that. Thank you so much for coming. I will definitely give Dr. Averys a call. Have a very safe trip back.
I will. Bye-bye, both of you.
Later. What a fruit.
Do you think you could try not to be completely rude to him? I feel like it was good information. I feel like I'm not nuts. I feel like at least we're doing something. I want to call out God tomorrow.
Okay.
Dr. Johan Averys.
That demon guy? No, don't. Seriously, don't call a guy, okay? That's insane.
He said to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, don't call a guy. Mm-hmm. Please, no, promise you're not going to call a guy, please. I put up with one dude. I'm not putting up with, like, a team, a legion of
his friends.
Okay,
it gets worse. It gets worse on the call.
All right. Yeah, you sound way better when you're brushing your teeth. Extracurricular activity with this camera.
This camera on us, no.
Yeah, it took the camera off for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 10 minutes, huh?
That's all I need. I don't know about you.
Let's go to bed. Turn it off.
All right. I'll sit up in the bed.
Turn it off.
Katie is in the bathroom.
Turn it off.
Hi, Katie.
Turn it off. I'm on the TV. Turn it off.
Dr. Johan. I am Dr. Johan.
Okay, back to me.
I'm a demonologist.
Go away. Tell
her
my feet. You can't hear it.
I am here to save you from the demons.
Katie's in bed.
Come to bed.
Oh, I don't know. Let me turn this on. Nighttime?
Wait. Excuse me.
What?
Camera's not off.
It's off. That's the standby light.
That is not the standby light. That's the record light. Don't lie to me.
She slaps him playfully.
I think that probably was illegal in Kentucky, you know, the 12 states. This girl is a wild animal.
What time did you get up?
6 o'clock.
Did you say you're on?
Night number 3, September 20th, 2006. The hours roll by in fast forward until 2:08:59 a.m. The bedroom door moves. The bedroom door creaks back to where it was. Minutes and hours fast forward. Mika and Katie shift in their sleep. The picture becomes colour again as day breaks. It's 6:14 a.m. Mika switches off the alarm and shuffles over to the camera. In T-shirt and jeans, he stands by the bed and wakes up Katie.
Okay?
Yeah,
I was looking at the footage from last night. All right, check it out. This is about 2:10 in the morning. The doors, you got it? Mm-hmm. The doors and windows all over the house are closed. I just checked them. The flowers are not moving, but something else is. The door's freaking moving by itself.
Oh, my God.
And then it's not over. Check it out. It moves again.
Oh, Mika, that is...
That's so awesome.
I told you this was a good idea.
Wow.
You think you can get that ghost back?
Think I can do what?
Get the ghost back. Get us some more interesting, you know?
I'm not interested in that. I just want them to go away.
Katie looks worried. Mika sits on the sofa and plays.
For a spider?
Oh.
Jesus.
Did you go get the camera first?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a ghost or something like real scary.
I'm nearly losing my mind and you grabbed the camera.
Hey, little friend. What's your name?
Catch on camera? Oh, okay. I need to not be around you.
All right.
Straight?
All right.
All set. Okay.
Keep going.
He picks up the spider in a piece of paper. Katie's filming the bedroom door.
Hey, you out here?
The camera light casts his shadow on the white door. He gives it a gentle push.
Hey, tell me what the point of this was. Is this part of your master plan just to move the door? Or are you just doing random shit?
Well, basically it could be two things. Mm-hmm. Could be a ghost.
Dr. Frederick said that it wasn't a ghost.
Look, we're going by the evidence, and I'm doing my research, and I'm going to find out what it is.
Well, whatever it is that's following me, it doesn't feel... it doesn't feel human. It feels like feels like a monster. I mean, like it wants to hurt me.
Well, it sounds like, actually like a demon.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, because ghosts are spirits of human beings.
Yeah, it's definitely not human.
Then... maybe you're right, which is bad, because demons suck. Basically, they're these malevolent, evil spirits that only exist to cause pain and commit evil for their own amusement. It's pretty creepy. I mean, they stalk people for years, like decades. So sometimes they're really intelligent in the way they do things to freak you out. So this could be like a really rare phenomenon, and it's cool we got it on tape.
I'm surprisingly not as excited as you, considering I'm the one that's being terrified.
That's all good. We'll take care of it.
You know, I understand that this stuff is new to you and exciting in some ways, so I get your whole filming thing. But it isn't new to me, and I think this thing could be very dangerous. So I just want you to know that if things progress or get worse in any way, I don't want to mess with the camera stuff anymore. I don't want to make it mad.
I understand where you come from. Just remember, too, that you didn't exactly warn me about this kind of stuff before we moved in together.
I
so I think I have a little bit of say in what we do.
I get that, but honestly, what was I supposed to say? I went on our first date, hey, there's a demon that I think...
No, but maybe on our 15th date or our 30th date or when we decided to live together, that might have been a good thing to bring up. Okay.
Katie nods glumly. Mika films as he checks the blinds and the burglar alarm.
All right, windows are locked, doors are locked, alarm is on. Anything gets in here, we're gonna know about it.
I don't think it cares about alarms and locked doors. It can go wherever it wants, it can do whatever it wants.
How do you know?
Whatever's happening is already here.
The camera's shadow falls on the door as Mika, filming the hall and stairs, backs into the bedroom. The camera's in night mode at 2:54 a.m., night number 5, September 22nd, 2006. Katie stirs in her sleep. She sits bolt upright in bed. Mika wakes up.
I just had a nightmare. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't mean to scare you.
It's okay, don't worry about it. Oh,
yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
I had.
I'm going down.
No, Mika, no. Mika, don't leave me in here. Don't leave me in here.
Take this.
Mika gives Katie the camera and leads the way downstairs.
Where do you think that came from?
Mika.
Anyone down here?
Mika switches on a light. He looks around the shadowy ground floor as Katie films. They go back up to the bedroom. Mika has the camera. Katie gets into bed.
That's all you got?
Oh, Mika, stop. Please don't do that.
Baby, come on. Katie reaches out to him. It's 2:58 a.m. Katie clings to her boyfriend. In the daytime, she sits thoughtfully on a black leather sofa.
You okay, babe?
I'm okay.
You sure?
I'm still creeped out.
Hey, girls?
Yeah, but you know what? If you can just show me...
Hello, excuse me. I know it's bead time, but I have a little something I want to show you guys.
Can't wait. We're having very intense girl time right now, and we cannot be interrupted by Mika and his camera.
Thank you. Okay.
I need a little break from you.
Yeah. What the fuck? I'm trying to show you guys something.
Hey, you be sweet.
All right, this is the tape from the digital audio recorder I set up in the bedroom. This is the tape from about 10 seconds before we woke up.
Katie's long-haired friend Amber stands behind Mika at the computer.
I listened to it 50 times. It's not saying anything. It's not a language that I recognize. It's not a dog. It's not like noise from the street. It's not any kind of electrical interference that I recognize. So.
Oh, God.
I figure it is.
I said that thing was right in the bedroom.
Is this thing wants to communicate? So I figure I'm going to go out and get a Ouija board.
No.
I don't want to know what this thing has to say. I want it to just leave us alone.
Trust
you know?
Me. Bad idea.
He specifically said don't do anything to antagonize or...
Whatever it is.
Sorry,
no, you're going
you
to use
it.
A Ouija board and invite whatever it is,
mm-mm.
And it's not going to go away.
Just let me do my thing.
Hey, the camera is
bad
your thing.
Bad idea.
The camera is your thing. You do a Ouija board, there's no more. Nothing. Promise me. Mika, promise me, please.
Right, fine. I promise you I won't buy a Ouija board.
Thank
okay?
you. Hey, Mika, smile.
Mika grins as he puts on headphones. The camera lights up the upstairs hall.
Hey, we haven't had anything interesting happen in a while.
Mika?
You scared?
Oh.
You got?
Put the camera away. We're going to
go
bed.
Go back to sleep.
Hey, no antagonizing.
What you got? I'm calling you out.
Hey, that's enough. Mika. Come on.
Your demon's worthless. You're worthless. You got nothing.
Put the camera away.
Okay.
The camera's in night mode. It's 3:13 a.m., night number 13, September 30th, 2006. Katie wakes up and listens. Katie sits up and peers into the hall. Mika sits up beside her. They jump into one another's arms. Then Mika leaps out of bed as Katie lies trembling. Mika goes to the camera. Katie goes to the bedroom door. The camera light comes on. They hurry downstairs. The living room light fitting is swinging on its chain. The camera light illuminates the darkened ground floor.
I'm over here, babe.
Mika pushes the blinds aside and films the back garden. There's nothing there.
Oh, God.
The living room light still swinging gently. Mika films his desk with the computer and the kitchen.
Looks like it's gone now, whatever it was. That's video proof of that noise, so.
Mika films the upstairs landing and the bedroom floor. Katie stands stock still by the bed, her back to the doorway.
Do you hear that?
Mika moves to the bedroom door. Shortly, the camera's back on its stand. Mika's beside it. Katie listens at the bedroom door. It's 3:21 a.m. Mika lies on the floor and puts his ear to the floorboards. They get back in bed. They're sitting awake, in the dark, at 3:25 a.m.
You hear that?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what that is.
This is really good stuff, Kate. I'm telling you, I hope that guy, whatever, shows us a little more action.
I don't think we should be messing with this. See, this is why it scares me, is because you don't take it seriously.
I take it seriously. I think it's pretty, like...
You have a camera in my face in the bathroom.
Yeah, you look beautiful in the morning, by the way.
Maybe we shouldn't have the camera.
Hello? This is a really golden shape, man. Come on. Not an option at this point. With all that cool stuff going on.
Cool?
Or disturbing.
Are you not scared?
It's a little bizarre. But we have it documented. It's gonna be fine, okay? Sounded like it was like sounds coming from a wall or ceiling or something.
It's on the floor.
Floor? Think?
Whatever it was. Like someone would drop something really, really big and heavy.
Like what? Like someone picked the couch up or something?
You know, that kind of stuff didn't happen when before the camera.
Before what?
Before the camera.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. Like, it wasn't that bad. It was, like, a little loud. That was my inner child being scared. I'm fine. Thanks. All right?
In the bedroom, Mika has his digital recording microphone.
EVP experiment number one. Is there anyone here? Where did you come from?
Do you have something to say in English this time? Would you be happier talking with the Ouija board?
What is your quest? What is your favorite color?
Where did you come from?
Mika listens to the recording on software on his computer, which shows the sound visually as wave patterns.
You have something to say in English this time?
He's got nothing to say, huh?
Would you be happier talking with the Ouija board?
Whoa. Hell. Is that you grunting? I mean, was it like one for yes, two for no? Yeah? Nice.
Katie's lying in bed.
Let's watch a movie. I don't want to go to sleep yet.
Why not?
Because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Come on, put the camera on.
They're asleep. and the camera's in night mode at 1:35 a.m., night number 15, October 2nd, 2006. Katie sits up in bed and looks around sleepily. At 1:36, she gets up, stands by the bed, and looks around the room. She stands staring at sleeping Mika. The clock fast forwards, and she remains standing stock still. Katie's still standing in the same spot at 3:30 a.m. She walks slowly out of the bedroom, as if in a trance. Mika remains fast asleep. The camera light illuminates the darkened upstairs landing.
Katie.
Mika walks down the corridor to the guest rooms. They're both empty.
Katie!
Down here?
He goes downstairs. Mika switches on the kitchen light. It's empty. The living room's empty. So's the small lounge giving onto the pool and garden. Mika parts the blinds. The French doors are open. He steps outside. He sweeps the camera light around the terrace. Katie's sitting on a swing chair.
Hey. Kate, what are you doing out here? Kate. Hey.
What?
Freezing out here. What are you doing? No clothes on.
I'm fine.
Come on.
No, I don't want to go in. Just leave me alone.
Are you okay, baby?
I'm fine.
Come on.
No.
You just want to sit out here on the swing in the middle of the night while it's freezing.
Yes. Go away.
I'll stay out here with you. Can you get some blankets, okay?
Katie sits slumped listlessly in the chair. Mika points the camera towards the bedroom.
Hey! Who's there? Katie, come inside!
Mika goes upstairs. The TV is on in the bedroom.
What the fuck is going on? Come out!
He moves slowly into the bedroom and shines the camera light around the room. Katie appears right behind him. She blinks sleepily.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey.
There's some noises up here, and I can't even get a blanket because you're on this swing for some reason. And there's all this stomping up here.
Bed.
The TV is on. Jesus. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm in crazy land.
They review the camera footage on the computer.
So you don't remember any of this?
No, I mean...
You don't remember getting out of bed? You don't remember standing there like a total weirdo?
Hey.
I'm safe.
my God.
Like, that's, you know, were you sleepwalking or what was going through your mind?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, what did you remember from this? Like,
I don't remember anything. I remember standing in the doorway and you pointing a camera at me. And you were all freaked out. I don't remember standing here.
You went downstairs, sat on the swing. I went to get you a blanket because you just refused to come.
Fast forward it to where I go downstairs. God, I'm freaking leaving the room.
You went outside and sat on the swing. And I went inside to bring you a blanket because you refused to leave in this catatonic, weird state you were in.
Wait, did I talk to you?
I don't know, wouldn't call it talking. But I come upstairs and there's like footsteps and the TV's on. So that's,
well, maybe this kind of thing's been happening for a long time and you just never knew about it.
I don't remember anything. I know that I had nightmares all night and that.
What?
I didn't want to talk about it. Just, they were gruesome. Let's just leave it at that.
It's just trying to scare us.
Well, it's working. I'm scared.
You just gotta stay strong. And not let it get to you, not let it get to us.
They hug in the kitchen.
Bringing in somebody else, some exorcist or whatever, a lot of times it just gets worse. You don't want it to get worse.
No, I don't.
No.
Mika strokes Katie's arm soothingly and kisses her gently on the forehead. In the living room, Mika presents a wooden Ouija board with the alphabet on to the camera.
Yeah, all right, you little fucker. Got something to say? Now's your chance. Katie! Where are you?
Mika places the board on the coffee table and clears away some books.
So Katie at his house, go out, and then you have my boyfriend.
We got like 10 minutes.
What the hell are you doing, Mika?
Come on, help me.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna talk to it.
Look at me.
I told you I was.
You promised me you weren't going to. Don't you look at me like that. You promised me you weren't going to mess with that stuff.
No, I promised you I wasn't going to buy a Ouija board. I didn't buy a Ouija board.
You knew exactly what I meant.
I borrowed a Ouija board.
How scared you? You knew exactly what I meant. I said don't mess with that stuff because it scared me. What do? You go out and you get the best looking fucking Ouija board I've ever seen and you put it in the middle of our living room? Explain that to me.
I borrowed it.
You know what? I don't care what you did. You're gonna throw it away. We're gonna leave right now.
Kate.
There's no more camera. There's no more nothing. I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it.
Kate.
No, don't keep me. I'm leaving and you're coming with me. We're not.
Whoa, chill, babe.
I don't want to hear it.
Mika follows Katie out of the house. It's 7:35 p.m. The Ouija board and pointer are left on the coffee table in the now empty living room. Although everything's closed, a breeze stirs the plants in the room. The pointer moves across the Ouija board on its own. The Ouija board catches fire and burns brightly. It's 7:36 p.m. The scene fades to black. The living room's still empty at 11:17 p.m. and the Ouija board's still on the table.
What did you do? What did you do, Mika? Look at me. What did you do?
I didn't do shit, babe. Look. Whoa.
He examines the Ouija board.
I cannot fucking believe you, Mika. I'm finished. No more fucking camera. Nothing. I'll take care of this. If you're not gonna do it, then I will.
Looks like someone drew something on it. I don't know. Hey, Katie?
What?
Can you come down here and help me figure this out, please?
Sorry?
I think this thing left a message on the Ouija board.
says on the Ouija board.
Babe. Katie. Look. Katie.
Hello.
Babe. Mika, get the fuck out.
Whoa. Whoa.
I want to look.
Shell. Look. This is not the time for this.
Get out. Get out.
Mika leaves the bedroom and heads downstairs. Later, Katie's in the kitchen.
Hey, Katie. Katie. Hello? Look, I know you're pissed, but...
Do we have any lemon?
What do I have to do? Just tell me what I have to do.
You have to turn off the fucking camera.
Camera's... Forget the camera, okay?
The screen goes black as the camera switched off. At 1:25 a.m., the camera's on in the bedroom. Mika turns to the lens.
I swear to abide by Katie's rules and regulations of camera use and other things. Whatever. Is that good enough for you?
I think it needs to be a little more sincere.
I swear to abide by Katie's rules and regulations of camera use and to not offend this entity or whatever it is in any way, shape, or form. So help me God.
And I promise not to betray Katie's trust.
I promise not to betray Katie's trust. Is there anything else?
That'll be it.
Good. Fuck.
Let's get a kiss, man.
Mika kneels over Katie in bed. The camera's in night mode. It's 1:28 a.m. They wrestle with the sheet. Katie leans over and kisses Mika. Then they lie with their backs to one another and space between them. At 1:41, Katie rolls over towards Mika.
Katie, okay, do you want to know what happened in the Ouija board? I saw the tape.
Don't forget about it, okay? Yeah. The scene fades to black. Mika's working at his laptop. He's got the Ouija board and pointer beside him and is making notes. He lies on the sofa and reviews what he's written.
I think I found something that's pretty cool and I'd like you to help me figure it out. So sit down. Come. Or stand up. I caught on camera everything that happened after we left. And the cursor was moving by itself.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what it said. I couldn't figure out exactly what it said, but there's a lot of possibilities. Do you know anyone named Adina or Diane? Could be Nadine without two N. No.
No.
All right, well, I'll work on it. You know, it could be this thing just fucking with us and it doesn't mean anything. Or it could be so many possibilities. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't really care what it means. You're done playing with it. I want it out of the house. Yeah, for a minute, we saw something happening.
It's crazy.
I can't.
What are you guys talking
about? I meant just everything.
Come stay with me.
Amber, it's not the house. It's me. You know, wherever I go, it goes. So what am I gonna do? Go to your house and mess things up for you?
Yeah, I got a plan. Don't worry about it.
Mika, what's your plan?
I got a plan.
What? What are you gonna do?
Don't worry about it, okay? Right? So.
Okay, here's the compromise.
What?
You can have your powder. You can do your little experiment. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't help us, I'm calling the demonologist and we're getting this taken care of.
Deal.
Can you look at me and not the camera, please?
No. Deal. All right, sorry. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Deal.
All right.
Is that thing on?
Yes. And exactly what is this going to prove?
Well, if anything walks through here, it's going to leave a pretty good footprint.
Okay. I think we've pretty much established something's happening. All right. But tomorrow, I'm making the call. You can have your powder. You can clean it up tomorrow.
Take a deep breath. Pop a pill. It's fine.
Let's just figure out what we're dealing with first.
Mika!
Okay, then we can go crazy.
Pop up to my ass.
Does that look pretty good to you?
Looks like our floor is covered with powder, yes.
I'll clean it up.
All right.
That's the thing of beauty. Hey.
Yeah.
I've been doing my research. I'm taking care of this. Nobody comes to my house, fucks with my girlfriend, gets away with it. Here. What do you want to do about it? You want to call it the demon guy?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Exorcist?
I want to take care of this.
Black in here, tell us what to do. I'm taking care of it. This is my house. You're my girlfriend. I'm going to fucking solve the problem. Okay?
Okay.
Hey. Just have a little faith, huh?
The camera goes into night mode. It's 12:14 a.m.
This is it.
What's it?
Powder is the last thing. Tomorrow I'm going to make the phone call.
Too cute to be talking.
Night number 17, October 4th, 2006. Mika and Katie settle down together in bed. The time fast forwards. Mika and Katie move around in their sleep. Real time is resumed at 3:15 a.m. Mika wakes up. Then they both sit up in bed. Mika looks at the floor by the bed, just inside the door.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Katie kneels up and stares at the floor as Mika goes to the camera.
You know what? There's footsteps in, but there's no footsteps out.
Oh, God.
Turn on the light, baby.
It's just okay, let's go downstairs.
Look,
it's still here, let's go.
You found where it came from. Where did it? What?
Oh.
The prints stop over here.
Mika, they sent me a trap. Please, let's go. Oh my God!
Will you get up?
A loft hatch in the ceiling of a store cupboard has been moved.
You didn't, Mika, you didn't. Did you tell me you opened that?
Of course not. What the hell is that?
You're not going up there, Mika. You're not going up there.
I'm not going in there. Just gonna look.
No, you're not.
I gotta go check out. Getting better. Okay, it's all set up.
Mika, I really don't want you to go up there. Please.
I'm not going in there. I'm just gonna look.
You have no idea what's up there. You have no idea.
I know.
Up an aluminium ladder, Mika slides the hatch to one side and pokes his head up through the hole into the roof space.
Here, give me the camera. Yeah.
Be careful.
If something goes wrong, I'm gonna throw you the camera and jump out, okay?
The loft is empty, apart from spare insulation and carpet offcuts.
I don't want to be down here by myself.
I'll be right back. What the fuck is that? There's something over there stuck in the...
Oh my God, Mika, come back down. Come on. Mika, please, come on.
Mika zooms in on a small object stuck on some insulation.
Hold on. Here.
What?
Just take the camera.
Okay, come on. Here, hold the ladder. Come down.
There's something up there. I gotta look.
Mika! Mika, please be careful. Are you okay? Mika, answer me. Mika! Mika!
Found this up there.
It's a scorched photo of a girl.
No. Let me see it.
Katie gapes at the picture.
What are you talking about?
This is our old house. What in the hell is this doing in the attic?
I had that all stuff burned down.
There's no way. There is no way you found that in our attic. There is no way that that even exists. I haven't seen that picture in 15 years. That makes no sense. That makes no sense at all.
Katie sits in bed, staring fearfully at the photo. She wipes away tears.
Okay, man.
Turn the light off, please.
Katie looks pleadingly at Mika.
Where was it when you found it?
It was over our bed.
Katie rubs her temples.
Can we go clean up this stuff?
I don't have any idea how we make it to class today. God, I'm so tired. Mika, why are you filming me? I'm just making coffee. I'm absolutely sick of this.
They sit side by side at the breakfast bar.
I think we could both use a little more sleep.
I think I could use a new life.
I'm so tired of this. Mika rests his head on his arms as Katie sips her coffee.
Take a look at this.
Take a look at what?
I lightened up the footage from last night. You can see the footsteps.
The footsteps appear on their own. There's nothing visible making them.
Oh, my God. So?
What?
What are you going to do? Well, I do. We're calling Dr. Avery's. You've had your camera work, you've had your powder on the floor, and it's just gotten worse, okay? We should have done this 2 weeks ago. We're calling him today.
Hey, just let's talk about this first. I'm in control. I'm making progress.
No, you haven't been having any progress, and you're not in control. It is in control, and if you think you're in control, then you're being an idiot.
Not a single thing
you've done has helped. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but the camera hasn't helped and the stupid footprints haven't helped. Do you think that thing would have left footprints if it didn't want to? No. It did it because it wanted to. It wanted you to find my photo. It can be anywhere. It hears what we're saying right now.
Hey, how the fuck do you know?
You are absolutely powerless.
That's not true at all. You know
it. Well, get over it.
Katie dials a number.
Well, I called Dr. Avery's, and he's gone. I didn't know what else to do, so I called Dr. Fredericks back. I know you don't love him, but I did, and he's coming back tomorrow. That was as soon as he could get here. So maybe if we make it till then, we could just hold on.
I mean, then.
I know. I'm just saying that we can just
make it till then.
We can just hold out. We'll be okay, and maybe tomorrow he'll help us.
Fucking people, ridiculous.
Katie tries to stay calm and pinches the bridge of her nose. Later, the camera's in night mode in the bedroom. It's 3:53 a.m. on night number 18, October 5th, 2006. A light goes on downstairs. Mika wakes up. The light goes off. Mika gets out of bed. The bedroom door slams.
Fuck! What happened? What are you doing? Mika, what are you doing?
What
did you hear?
Something out there. Fuck!
Oh, God!
God damn it!
Come here, Mika. Please.
Mika peers under the bedroom door. Mika switches on the light and steps out into the apparently empty hall.
Who's there?
Baby, come on.
You gonna fuck with us?
Mika, don't. Come on.
Show yourself!
Come on, Mika, let's go.
Got a problem.
Stop.
All right, I'm sorry. Whoa.
Katie cringes with the camera, following as Mika advances on the bedroom door, which is slammed shut again. Mika flings open the bedroom door.
I'm not going in that bedroom. Look. I'm not going in that
bedroom. Babe, look, come back.
No, no, downstairs. Please.
Babe, it's not going to make a difference. Yes. Come on.
I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here. Downstairs. Please, 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 please. Please.
Katie leads the way downstairs, away from the bedroom, which looks quite empty. Mika shines the camera light down into the living room. Mika pans the camera round, back up towards the bedroom, the hall, and up at the ceiling. They're back in the bedroom. They huddle together on the bed, with the camera light on. It's 3:59 a.m. Katie clutches a pillow. The scene fades to black.
Okay.
Mika's got the camera. It's daytime. He finds Katie downstairs, sitting on a sofa, wrapped in a blanket.
You know, gotta get some sleep once in a while.
I'm scared. I couldn't be in that room anymore.
I understand.
Can't be in this house, Mika. Can't be in my house.
Katie cuddles up to Mika on the sofa. He gently kisses her forehead. Later, they're sitting gloomily at the breakfast bar.
What the fuck is that?
Mika goes to pick up the camera as Katie goes to the foot of the stairs. Mika runs with the camera up the stairs.
I'll check the mirrors.
Mika enters the bedroom and walks towards his reflection in the ensuite bathroom mirror.
Our picture!
My picture.
No, look!
The glass is cracked and the picture scratched on a framed photo.
Fuck. What the hell? How come my face is scratched and yours isn't?
Something's here.
It's bullshit.
It's here.
What's here? What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I feel it. I feel it breathing on me.
Katie's hair moves.
Here you go. Come on! Come on! Please!
Fucking amen.
Katie's fled downstairs, but Mika advances to where she was standing in the hall. He enters the guest bathroom and pulls aside the shower curtain. Mika obeys and hurries downstairs. From the living room, he points the camera back up towards the hall.
Has this shit happened in the daytime before?
It's getting worse.
Later, Katie's pacing in front of the big TV.
Hey, baby, stop pacing, please.
I'm sorry.
It's making me nervous.
Well, I'm nervous.
Hi.
Come in, please. Thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, God, problem.
Yeah.
We called Dr. Avery. He's gone.
Yes, he's out of the country. He'll be back. He'll be... Wow.
We need your help.
This is overpowering.
It's getting worse.
Yes, it certainly doesn't like that I'm here, and I cannot help you.
What?
In fact, I've got to get out of here. No, this thing is very aggravated, the fact that I'm here.
Wait,
everybody calm down. We need your help.
Well, I've got to tell you, I am not the person to help you in this situation. This is not my area of expertise. I think I'm doing more harm being here than any good. Yes, I really have got to leave. And Dr. Avery's will be back in a few days, and when he gets back here, he'll take care of all the problems.
What should we do? Should we leave?
Leaving won't help at all. Let me see what I can do, but I've got to leave this room right now.
This is no joke.
I will help you, but I can't do this right now.
No.
Serious?
Katie clutches her forehead in despair and closes the front door.
Take care of this ourselves, okay?
Katie strides past Mika without looking at him. The camera's in night mode. Katie's lying in bed. Mika sits next to her. Mika lies next to Katie, holding her close.
So fucking tired.
The camera's on its bedroom tripod. It's 1:33 a.m. on night number 19, October 6th, 2006. Katie and Mika are asleep. The sheet on Katie's side of the bed billows up as if caught by a breeze. The sheet stirs again, then the scene goes black. It's 3:04 a.m. A light goes on outside the guest rooms. The light goes out. A shadow passes across the open bedroom door. Mika climbs out of bed to investigate. He crouches down, inspecting the floor, then walks out of the bedroom.
Where are you going? Mika, come back.
I'm not going anywhere. It's
not there, babe. No, I'm telling you. Please.
Mika gives her a cuddle. In the daytime, Katie sits wide-eyed in bed. She looks around and listens.
I can feel it watching me. Right now.
You fucking freak me out, babe.
We have to do something.
What?
I don't know. We have to figure something out. We have to...
Okay. I'll figure something out. I'll do some research. There's gotta be some other options.
Katie looks at Mika with terrified eyes. They review the footage of the night before.
Jesus. You knew something happened last night.
They watch the shadow on the bedroom door.
I'm about to do something. I can feel something's wrong.
The scene fades to black. Katie's sitting at the computer.
So I was doing some research, just trying to figure out our options.
Right.
I found... website, this chick, Diane, one of the possibilities from the board. Yeah? She has all the same things happened to her in the 60s as happened to you.
Wait, what do you mean? She
like,
has all the same
everything,
things?
Everything, like her 8 years old and like house burning down and like seeing shadows and whatever, God knows. And she called an exorcist.
Is that her? You're telling me there's some girl from the 60s who had the exact same things happen to her?
Yeah, down to a T. Maybe this thing is is the same thing, and he just jumped to you instead, and that's his MO or whatever, and he's trying to warn us with this Ouija board, trying to tell us to find this woman so we know...
Wait, so what happened to her? Is she okay?
They tried to get rid of it, and sometimes that just pisses it off more. Before the exorcist got there, she wasn't like this. She was just hearing voices and having bad dreams. So I'm trying to find some kind of reason this thing would pick you after haunting her. I can't find anything. From what I've been reading, these things are totally random. There's just no reason. Like,
how did she die? She's pretty.
I know she is. I think this thing's trying to warn us not to fuck with it. I don't want to take a chance.
Oh, God!
Old footage shows the woman's bloody corpse.
There's no way that we're doing this. It's gone away on its own before. This is not worth the risk.
I'm gonna go lie down.
Later, Katie's sitting reading on a settee near the TV.
Okay, I got an idea about what we can do. Some more stuff.
Would you please just get away from me with that camera? I'm trying to study.
I kind of want to talk to you about this thing.
Mika, please, will you give me 5 minutes? Go, please.
Hey, chill out, all right? I'm trying to help this situation here. I have some ideas I want to talk
to you
about.
Mika, you and your stupid camera are the problem.
What the fuck?
Just leave me alone. Would you stop following me with the camera?
I'm trying to solve the problem here. I didn't bring that thing into the house.
Don't do me.
You did.
Oh. Thank you, Mika. Thank you so much.
Well, hang out with your friend upstairs. I'll be down
here. Shut up!
Whatever.
Katie's on her knees in the hall. Mika reaches out to touch her.
I'm sorry.
You didn't do anything. It's not your fault. Listen to me, it's not your fault. You haven't done anything wrong.
Later, the camera's in night mode. Katie and Mika are in bed. It's 4:31 a.m. on night number 20, October 7th, 2006. A shadow passes the bedroom door coming into the room. Katie is pulled feet first out of bed by the invisible presence. She's dragged out into the hall. The bedroom door slams. Mika hauls open the door and rushes after her. Mika helps Katie back into the bedroom, and they sit on the floor, clutching one another. In the daytime, Katie's on a couch.
I don't care. I just want to go. I just want to go. I can't. Just let's go. Please, let's go. Let's just go right now. Let's just get in the car. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, we're leaving. I'll get us a hotel. Stay there tonight until we figure out what we're doing. We're not staying here another night. Hey, let me get a shot of that thing on your back. Okay? Is that okay?
Katie nods, pushes off her blanket, and pulls up her shirt. She's got a huge welt on her back.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, this looks like something bit you.
Let's go.
Hey, babe, you ready to go? Car's packed. Let's go. Hey, babe? Babe, let go of this thing. Hey, let go. Jesus.
She's slumped against a wall, gripping a crucifix so tightly her hand's bleeding. Mika gets a towel to press onto the wound.
Hey, Katie, wake up. Jesus. Hit it with this shit! Baby. Come on, let's go. Let's get you up. Come on, hey. Come on, come on. Let's get to the couch. Come on. Come on.
Mika hauls Katie to her feet. Mika lights the fire in the small lounge by the French doors. He burns the crucifix Katie was holding.
Fuck this shit, I'm done.
The flames fade to black. Katie's lying in bed.
Katie. Ready to go? Let's get out of here.
Go.
You're talking about you don't want to go. Let's get the fuck out of this house now.
I don't want to leave. Will you stay with me?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think it'd be better if we stay. Please. Just, I don't want to go. I don't want to leave. Just trust me.
Whoa. You want to stay here and sleep in this fucking bed and get dragged down the hall again? I don't think so.
We'll be okay. It's better if we stay.
You fucking I don't know what the hell's going on, but this is insane. Fuck.
I think we'll be okay now.
Mika walks out of the bedroom. Katie lies with her eyes open, then closes them with a smile. The scene fades to black. The camera's in the bedroom in night mode. It's 1:27 a.m. on night number 21, October 8th, 2006. Katie and Mika are asleep. Katie sits bolt upright in bed, moving like an automaton. She lifts the sheet off her and gets out of bed. She stands up and turns around stiffly and stands, staring at Mika. Mika stays asleep as the unseen presence pulls the sheet off him. Katie walks stiffly around to Mika's side of the bed. She stands looking down at her sleeping boyfriend. She stays rooted to the spot as the clock fast forwards. The clock resumes at 3:14 a.m. Katie's still standing beside Mika. She walks slowly away from him, around the bed, and out of the bedroom door. Mika leaps out of bed and downstairs.
What's the matter, Harry?
Mika's hurled across the bedroom, slamming into the camera. He lies still on the floor. Katie's in the doorway, her white vest stained with blood. She stomps towards the body. She sinks to her knees, sniffing Mika's corpse. She looks up and crawls to the camera. Her grin becomes a demon snarl. Mika's body was discovered by police on October 11th, 2006. Katie's whereabouts remain unknown. The end.